Appropriations Committee will start immediately in the Senate chamber. Appropriations Committee immediately in the Senate chamber.
I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Secretary will take the roll silently. Those not present will be excused until they arrive. The minutes from the last meeting were distributed electronically. If there are any changes to the minutes or amendments to the minutes, does anybody have any? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes as sent, signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. At this time, the Democrats will caucus in 1619, and we will, the Republicans will caucus in 22. We'll bring the Appropriations Committee back to order. The committee will be taking up the following bills in this order. Senate File 495 with Senator Guth, Senate File 566 with Senator Williams, and House File 707 with Senator Garrett. Senator Guth, you are in order for opening comments on Senate File 495.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate File 495 has been recommended to us by the Iowa Division of Labor, and it modifies the regulation structure of boxing, mixed martial arts, and wrestling in this state. It expands the definition of professional boxing or wrestling match to be professional match, that is a public contest or exhibition for which the contestants are paid or awarded a prize for participation. It also expands the role of a promoter to include any form of competition in which a blow is usually struck or a maneuver is usually executed which may reasonably be expected to inflict injury. A promoter under this chapter does not include a private youth martial arts tournament, private test for martial arts belts, development contest within private gyms, or amateur wrestling, jiu-jitsu, or other things of that nature. The bill includes conforming changes with the modification to the above definitions. It also creates an athletics commissioner revolving fund to retain fees collected by the commissioner. The fund shall pay the actual costs and expense necessary to perform the duties of the commissioner for this chapter, and all salaries and expenses are properly chargeable. That's the end of my opening remarks, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Guth. Are there any questions or comments on Senate File 495? Seeing none, are you in order for closing comments on Senate File 495?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would simply move the bill.
The bill, Senate File 495, has been moved. Short form is requested. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All opposed, same sign. The bill has passed, moves to the calendar as a committee bill. Next, we will take up Senate File 566 with Senator Williams. You are in order for opening comments on Senate File 566.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. Senate File 566 is the Banking Division Omnibus Bill. It's a 97-pager. It's a culmination of a two-year effort on the part of the Banking Division to clean up language that hasn't been reviewed since 1995. It's a fairly thorough document that defines things that are really exciting, such as the what's a lockbox and things of that nature. But it brings things into the modern age as well on what can be done electronically, et cetera. And Mr. Chairman, there is an amendment.
Thank you, Senator Williams. You're in order for opening comments on Amendment 1548.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee here, you should have in front of you Senate File 566 amendment. And if it doesn't say down at the bottom SF566.1548, you've got the wrong one. I apologize. There's been some confusion on what the which version has been sent around. So the one that should be in play here is 1548. 1548 makes several amendments, mainly minor amendments, but I would draw your attention to line 18. Which strikes page 92, lines 26, through page 94, line 5. Ladies and gentlemen, I ran this same bill through Commerce, did the subcommittee and the committees on that, and as well here in this committee, subcommittee. And the only contentious part of this significant bill is that section, page 92, line 26 through 94, line 5. And the sections that are in there deal with a penalty for not getting Banking Division approval before a bank sells to another entity. And without getting into a lot of details, the Banking Division just wants to make sure that before one bank sells to another bank or sells to anyone else, the Banking Division has some input on it and some oversight on it. And so they put into this bill some fairly significant fines for not going through the Banking Division, that being a $500,000 fine for actually following through with that transaction. And if the bank no longer exists, that fine was going to be transposed down to the executive officers of the bank that sold. Both of those provisions met with quite a bit of resistance from outside groups, particularly the credit unions. And as a result, the banking division asked that that be removed. And so now this bill, without that section, doesn't appear to have anybody, at least not to my knowledge, has had anyone opposed to it. And the credit unions have decided to register as neutral on this bill. That is my remarks on this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Williams. That reminded everyone that we're still talking about Amendment 1548. Is there any discussion or questions on Amendment 1548? Seeing none, we will have vote for short form on the amendment. Let's do closing comments. I'm sorry. You're in order for closing comments on Amendment 1548.
Senator Williams. Simply move the amendment.
Thank you. We will vote short form. All those in favor of Amendment 1548 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The amendment is passed. And we're now back on the regular bill, which is Senate File 566 as amended. Is there any additional comments or questions on this amended bill? Seeing none, we will vote. Is short form requested? Short form is requested. All those in favor of Bill Senate File 566 as amended, vote aye. Opposed, same sign. This bill is passed and I'll move to the calendar under Rule 40. Now we'll go on to Senator Gehr with House File 707. You are in order for opening comments, Senator Garrett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee report was signed by myself, Senator Taylor, and Senator Bolcom. This bill has to do with the way court interpreters and translators are paid in the judicial system. Currently, depending on the circumstances, they may be paid from four different funds. This bill just streamlines that and consolidates all the payments which would now be made by the judicial system. It's fiscally neutral. It's just shifting some funding and streamlining the way they're paid. Those are my opening comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Garrett. Are there any questions or comments on House File 707? Seeing none, you're in order for closing comments on House File 707.
Move the bill, Mr. Chairman.
The bill has been moved. We request short form. All those in favor of House File 707 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, same sign. The bill is passed and moves to the calendar. That brings us to the finishing here. Is there any other comments or business that needs to come before the body? Seeing none, Senator Smith, you move that we adjourn.